one thing that really sticks out in my mind about this is the fact that some of the energy providers aren't making these cuts until the end of February, which, you know, it's still cold at that time of year, but the main heating usage that, you know, will be now. You know, it's cold. It's one of the coldest mornings I can remember in a long time. You know, this is when people are using their heating. It's no good if these cuts are going to come in at the end of next month. Why not right now? You know, one of them has, and E.ON, straight away cuts have been made, but what's the delay? Why are they taking their time to do it?
Well, that's a question. What is the delay? Why are they taking their time to do it, Simon?
Because they're sneaky. Lee's right. That's happening. It is sneaky. And if we look back, going back each year when those prices were going up, you would have found that the prices were rising pretty much immediately. There's a very strong argument that they should be coming down now. There's a very strong argument that they should have come down already. The thing to take away from this for people is that even though prices are falling, and you might see that your provider has actually cut what you're going to pay, be it now or be it in a couple of months' time, it is still worth considering switching your energy bills. If you've never done it, you can. Most people could save a couple of £100 a year, £200-300. Even if you have done it, you could probably save £100 or so. I actually switched at the sort of end of last year. I did a you can do a comparison on This Is Money. It's powered by Energy Helpline. And I did it, and it came up, I was with Empower, it came up that I could move to OVO, I could take their green energy package, so I'm supporting, you know, renewable electricity, and I was saving £150. To me, that sounds like a big winner. So it was bye-bye Empower and hello OVO.
It's also worth pointing out, though, that not everyone's going to get these reductions. It's only certain tariffs anyway.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And that's why you should be sitting down and thinking about switching. And it's actually a really, really simple and easy process. If you go to thisismoney.co.uk/fuelbills, you will find an explanation and a little calculator. You put your postcode in, you do the comparison, and it pretty much does all the work for you. You might have to take a meter reading. That's not the hardest thing to do in the world. Says the man who hasn't taken his meter reading yet.
I was going to say, it couldn't be simpler, could it? Hey, Simon Lambert, editor of This Is Money.